Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my guest is old friend Judith Quoba from Germany. Judith is here to talk about recent current events, and she can go anywhere she likes because Judith is extremely knowledgeable about a variety of issues, and her cat has made a cameo appearance. Hello, kitty. So without any further ado, Judith, welcome back to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. While you were doing the introduction, I just thought last week at the same time you were on my show and we talked about these so-called drones and plasmoids and the fog. And now I thought, my goodness, you know, just a week later and all of that is taking a backseat because of the fires that we are seeing.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, especially in California, if you have the resources, let's say you are a celebrity living there. Yeah, you can shield yourself to a certain degree from the fallout of liberal politics in the United States. Of course, you have your mansion, you have your illegal immigrant that is, you know, keeping your lawn neat and, yeah, you can send your children to a private school so you don't have to deal with a decline in the education system. And on it goes until now. Now, that was really, yeah, an equalizer. But, of course, you're still better off. Many of them have two and three houses, sometimes around the world houses. But I don't know if people will change their mind because as far as I can see, there's not a lot of, you know, the basics are not met. What the government is actually there for. We give you a certain amount of taxes and you keep the infrastructure running and what have you. And instead of doing that, what we hear is empty water reservoirs, DEI in the among the firefighter departments. And, you know, this nonsense. Yeah, we have to be more diverse so that the person that is being rescued from a fire feels safe if there is somebody that looks like them. I mean, my goodness, if you're sitting in a burning house and the firefighters are coming and are barging in, the last thing that you will care about is if this is a white person, a black person, or an Asian person. You don't care. As long as he or she gets you out, why would you?
And another thing that people have to understand is they're already doling out the incompetence excuse. All these DEI hires, diversity hires. But let's remember that some of these diversity hires are hardcore Marxist-Leninist communists. They are psychopaths. They are authoritarians. Some of them could barely restrain themselves from laughing and being joyful about the disaster meted out to the population. I mean, Governor Newsom is openly saying, oh, this gives us an opportunity. We can build high-rise apartments for immigrants now. And they already rezoned a lot of those places that have been burned up to change the developments in the future from residential housing to dense apartment complexes, because they're gearing it up for a smart city for the 2028 Olympics. This has all been planned, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too. And, but there's also another aspect that I have been seeing, and I'm not quite sure where this will go. But our mutual friend, he sent me an email and yeah, there is something to it. And something that I have noticed over the last couple of days, you know, on the news channels, time and again, I hear the sentence, this has nothing to do with blue or red. This has to do with competence. So this notion, nothing to do with blue or red, is coming to the forefront. And so maybe, I'm not stating it as a fact, but maybe we are seeing the first steps into a society that is governed by experts, and so you get technocracy through the back door. You know, what I mean is the politicians obviously are not capable of doing what they're supposed to do. So now we put in the experts and we get rid of, maybe even we get rid of the political system as it is. I don't know. But I find it very interesting that you hear this more and more. If you watch something, just be mindful and wait for it when you hear has nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats.
Yeah, it's like they're preparing us for rule by a technocratic elite. This is what Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about. But in the old days, there was these tribal elders, and we still see the same thing in Afghanistan with the tribal shuras and what have you. So it'll be like a high-tech version of that. And it's interesting also, some of the reports we're getting is that some of the evacuation orders that came through people's phones and digital devices were sent out by AI, supposedly. I haven't confirmed this. But in the fires raging in Los Angeles, like these alerts went out ordering people to evacuate their homes. And wouldn't you know it, a lot of these homes are now being looted because there were already gangs in place ready to loot the homes. So this whole thing was definitely coordinated. And getting back to your point about the celebrities and the Hollywood types, they're finding out some of them, I'm sure some of them, that suffered the loss of their homes and property and maybe their pets and whatever else. Some of them were part of the woke Hollywood celebrity cult also. And they're finding out the hard way. They're not part of the inner club. They have a use-by date, an expiration date. And the powers that be don't care if they're complaining and wondering where all the water is because they got their use out of them. Now they burned them up. So they make all these statements, these pro-Biden, pro-Harris, pro-communism statements in the past, but now their home gets burnt up like everyone else's.
Yeah, and what we will also see is a huge redistribution of wealth. Meaning, okay, some people, yeah, they have probably the means to rebuild. It doesn't really bother them. But there are many, many people who really have lost their life savings. The insurances already pulled out. I saw an interview with James Woods, who reported that a couple of days before the fire, he was informed by his insurance that they canceled the contract. And then he talked to the neighbors, and it turned out that everybody was canceled on the same day. And those people who cannot willy-nilly rebuild, that means people will come in, you know, with checks. They will buy the land because there is nothing else to buy. The house is gone for a penny on the dollars. And it will definitely not look the same afterward.
Now they're so upfront and open about it. I mentioned a moment ago how some of these leftists are just giddy. Like the mayor, a hardened communist agitator, insurrectionist, Karen Bass, I think her name is. She gave this weird speech, short speech, where she was almost giddy, almost laughing, because this excites them. This excites this sadistic part of them, the death, the destruction. It really makes them happy. Gavin Newsom, publicly, in an interview, he said, "I've already been consulting with the governor of Hawaii to find out what they did over there, how they converted the lands that were all burned up and scorched by the wildfires there. How they were able to turn everything around and build new developments openly." This is a form of gaslighting, openly shoving it in our faces, what they're doing, what they're planning to do. And another thing, with the incoming Trump administration, there's going to be no accountability. No one's going to be arrested. No one's going to be, they already threw that one lesbian fire chief under the bus because she was expendable at that point. But the mayor, communist mayor, Newsom, none of them are going to be held to account. And like you said, there's going to be, well, what we would call old fire sale. And people need to know where that term came from. The term fire sale came from the days of the ancient Roman Republic, when Caesar, Crassus, and Pompey formed what they called the triumvirate. And what Crassus did, Crassus, think of him as like a big real estate developer, mafia kind of guy. He would send his henchmen out to these, you know, rich people and say, well, you know, sell us your property. And if they didn't sell, they would burn up their property. Okay, that was a fire sale. And then in an interview, Mel Gibson mentioned that, oh, what the old cattle barons did in America was they just burned up the homes and the farms of the homesteaders and took over their land, right? He even mentioned Dresden. He said, my neighborhood, my house looked like Dresden. It looks as if Barbara Harris went over it, right? So basically he's saying, this is mass murder. This is intentional. And most people don't even know what Dresden is. I had to explain it to people.
Yeah. No matter what it is it arson? Was it really just bad luck? Which I doubt. But okay, we will see if we will ever get a clear picture about this. I mean, at least officially. But one thing is for sure, no matter what the original cause was, there was rampant mismanagement. If you do not take care of the underbrush, if you do not have your water reservoirs filled, if the hydrants cannot give water to the firefighters, yeah, this was a catastrophe in the making. It was, you probably saw that clip from Joe Rogan, who said it years ago when he talked with a firefighter on his show, that one day there will be a fire that we can nothing do about, and it will just roll through Los Angeles, and that's it.
Definitely the scale, right, of this. And the way they gaslight us with the ridiculously low casualty figures, 10 confirmed dead. And I'm looking at video, aerial footage from above. It's a sea of flame. Even the Tokyo incendiary attacks against Tokyo, March 9th, 10th, 1945. Overhead camera footage from above, there were still dark spots. You can see there were still areas of Tokyo which hadn't been swept up into flames yet. When I look at this modern video, aerial footage of like Pacific Palisades, there's no break. It's a sea of flame. And they're telling us 10 dead. Oh, now we've revised our figures. There's 16 dead. They do this every time, whether it's the disaster they created in North Carolina and that part of the country or Hawaii. They always underplay the total number of dead. And all the people out there from the past disasters, intentionally created disasters, they're all screaming, where's my family? Where's my loved ones? They're unaccounted for. Nobody's listening to them. They're getting no airplay. You can't even find their comments on social media because they're being censored, right? So that's another thing that's going on, is they're radically reducing the number of figures, make it seem it's just property. In true communist fashion, you know what? That property, it really belonged to us anyway, so who cares if it's been burned up, right? So everything's going to change, like you said. The schools, the landscape, everything's radically going to be changed into a 15-minute smart city.
Yeah, and I saw some people who defended their houses with water hoses, and they succeeded. And yeah, okay, fine. You kept your house. If you are lucky, you can get a little bit more. Because what are you going to do there? There is no more infrastructure. Left, right from you, everything is destroyed. There is no more supermarket. There is no coffee shop. There's nothing except for one or two houses. So that now would be like, yeah, living in the outbacks where you have nothing where you can turn to. So maybe in the long run, they will sell it as well. Maybe they will get a little bit more, because there is still a house standing. But ultimately, I think even for them, it will be a big loss.
And, you know, all that gets bought up by developers. pennies on the dollar. They build it up exactly the way they want to in a smart city type grid. All those people, and this is where ignorance is not bliss. This is where, you know, people need to be open-minded about things. All those people who kept pulling the lever every year in elections, local elections, for the Democrats. Now, granted, we know that the other half of the duopoly, the Republican Party, is just as evil. But the Democrats, to me, like I've said this before, to me, they're the Bolshevik wing of the two-party duopoly. They're the Red Terror side of it. They're the ones that want to slaughter everybody. They're the ones that want to reduce the population, slaughter everyone, whoever's left, put them in concentration camps. That's the left. That's the liberals. And these Los Angeles Democratic voters, granted, they fixed the elections. It's questionable whether Karen Bass really won her election. It could have been fixed like so many of them are. But still, the fact that people still vote Democrat in these places, if they still vote Democrat after all this time, after what happened is happening in L.A., because they hate Trump so much, those people, from an evolutionary perspective, their bloodlines are going to dead end. They're not going to have any grandchildren. They'll have no descendants. They're going to finish themselves. So ignorance is not bliss.
It is so obvious that they focus on all the wrong subjects. What I just described, we need to have firefighters so that the person that is being rescued is not scared if somebody rescues them that doesn't look like them. It is so obvious in your face, and how people can, develop this admiration for that type of policy, I don't get it. I really don't get it.
There's a hybrid component to it, entity attachment component to it, certainly a cult brainwashing aspect to it. Like that one lesbian black fire chief lady, she was asked, she made a comment that if she finds a man in a fire, she's not going to rescue him, because she was asked, are you going to be able to pick up a man? Because she hates men so much, which is basically saying she hates half the world's population, right? Because she hates men so much, her answer was, in so many words, I'm not going to pick him up. He got himself into this. So whatever happened equality and inclusion, whatever happened to that, right? No, they put these creatures in place because they know, A, they're going to screw everything up, and B, they're sadistic, authoritarian control freaks who will revel in the fact that people are suffering and dying. That's what people must remember about these DEI hires. They've done psychological studies of these DEIs all across America, and they found out that they definitely have authoritarian tendencies. Even in their training workshops, where they're going to be talking about diversity, equality, and inclusiveness, they'll say to the white people, you, and you, white people, shut up. Don't say anything. This is only for people who've been oppressed get to talk in this meeting, not you. And these stupid white people sit there and meekly, yes, boss, right? And look what's happened to them now. They put all these complete whack jobs. And it's like these weird movies that we've been seeing preparing people for this time. Like the Hunger Games, where everyone dresses in these weird, outlandish, garish costumes. The males are all like effeminate and weird, flaming homosexuals, right? And that's who society is. And the women are a bunch of whack jobs, weird colored hair, and weird, garish outfits. This weird cross between French era when they wore all the makeup and the wigs, but they just make it look more weird, right? And that's what we're seeing in front of us now. We're just seeing this clown, a sadistic clown show, Judith. It's like a nightmare come true.
Yeah. And I think I said it before when you were on my show, we are so far away from real equity. We are so far away from that because, get the best person possible to do the job. And yes, at that point, It shouldn't matter if male, female, black, white, whatever. But what we are doing is, because of all these delusions that everything has to be diverse, we put in people that are incompetent and don't get a grip on their job. But we can say, yeah, but we have a certain percentage of females and of lesbians and this and that and the other, but we can't get the job done. Yeah, but real equity would be, we pick the best person for the decision-making process. And yes, then we don't care what gender, what skin color, or whatever. But the way we are doing it now.
No, it's supposed to be a meritocracy.
Yeah.
We attain goals, achieve goals, and obtain positions based on our merits, our skill set, right? And what they've done is they've created hordes of these male-hating women, like the top three fire chiefs in Los Angeles. They're all lesbians. The chief, the fire chief, Crowley is her last name of all things. When she got the job, she said her number one priority is diversity, equality, inclusiveness. Her number one job. And then the two women that comes after her, likewise, are lesbians, including that black woman who says she wouldn't bother rescuing a man. What if it's a disabled man? What if it's an elderly man? What if it's a man with a building fall on top of him and he's a Democrat? Too bad. He's a man. So automatically, we have firefighters who don't want to rescue or help half the population, right? And so you have these hordes of feminist-type women. You can't marry them. You can't raise a family with them. Because even if you manage to impregnate one of them, their knee-jerk response is, you know, to get an abortion, right? So that's where we're at now. And DEI, this communist, Marxist, Luciferian system, keeps putting them in positions of authority and influence where they can F everything up. And you look at all the TV shows on Netflix and Hollywood, the males are depicted as weak, effeminate, gay, usually. The smartest males tend to be the gay ones in the movies and on TV. The straight males tend to be stupid, bumbling idiots. The strong leaders, the bosses, the supervisors, they're almost always black women now, right? It doesn't matter what movie, spy movie, espionage movie, whatever, adventure flick, strong black woman, and then there's going to be strong white women, usually lesbians, okay? So they're just mirroring to society, this is what we want you to become. This is what you will become because we're destroying your society. And that's how you destroy society. You make women unfeminine and you make men unmanly. There you go.
Yeah. It's a, yeah, how shall I say this? A tipping point. Will society fall for this nonsense? There are a couple of good signs that although the pressure is there, it might also shift into the other direction. But it is really too soon to call this. But I really, really hope that people will not allow in the long run to get themselves manipulated in this way. I see a chance to root it out, definitely. I'm not completely hopeless, but of course there is huge work to be done to get it into the awareness. And I fear here in Germany, we will be again, you know, the last ones who get it. As with the corona measures, you know, we were one of the last countries who finally said, yeah, okay, let's shelve that. And there is so much crazy stuff going on here. Now, I don't know if you have noticed, Elon Musk had this interview with Alice Weidel, the leader of the AfD party here in Germany. Everybody in the media and our politicians, they went completely insane. Now they are talking about if this could be construed to be a illegal illegal monetary donation from a foreign country because she talked to him on his ex space. Now they try to figure out if that is an illegal donation from a foreign entity. And then the other day, one former EU commissioner, I guess he is still in the commission, but he is no longer holding his job that he had. And that was, he was the censor czar of what you can and cannot say on social media. So he gave an interview and he actually said, yeah, we did it in Romania. Romania got its election annulled because the EU didn't like the outcome. And he said, we did it in Romania. We can do it in Germany because we will have snap elections in February. So in other words, if you people do not vote right, we don't give a shit what you voted for. We just annul them.
Well, what did Mao say? Political power flows from the barrel of a gun. And if I'm not mistaken, you know, Europe, the entire European Union has been disarmed, right? Just like UK has, other countries, where coincidentally they flood these Western countries that have been disarmed with these dagger-wielding, machete-wielding immigrants, right?
Yeah.
And it just shows you the hypocrisy, because Karen Bass, that weird creature who's the mayor of LA, she visited Cuba dozens of times as a revolutionary. She recently has been meeting with the Chinese Communist Party. So they can do it. It's okay if they have these questionable associations with hardened communists. But if someone wants to have a simple conversation with Elon Musk or anyone else, then they make a big issue out of it because they control the apparatus. These are apparatchiks in the old Kremlin scheme of things. They just say, we don't care how you vote. We just don't care about you. We don't care about these immigrants killing and raping people. That's what we want. That's what we brought them in here. It's all coming out in the UK now, where the fathers of these horribly abused young girls, gang raped by dozens of Pakistani men, and they call them Asian groomers over there, largely Pakistani, but from other Muslim countries as well. The fathers, the families have been threatened by the police. Don't make a big deal about this or you're going to be arrested for racism, right? So who can you turn to? You can't. And it's high time people woke up and recognized that that's not their government. That's exactly what the founding fathers in America rebelled against 200 years ago. We don't want to be a part of this anymore, right? So they're going to have to make up their mind pretty soon. And what's all this talk? It just be nothing. I'd like your take on it. I don't see it happening anytime soon, but there's talk about NATO, Germany pulling out of NATO. Have you heard that?
No.
I just think it's just nonsense dribble that I just seen like coming across my newsfeed or something, because there's such an embedded part of the whole communist scheme of things over there. I can't see Germany pulling out. Indeed.
On the contrary, want to increase military spending big time. And we will see. But that they want to drop out of NATO, not at the moment. I don't see it. Maybe the US will drop out.
Well, it's January 14th here, January 13th in America. So we're a scant 7 days from when the dawn comes back, right? He's already making bellicose statements. If Hamas or the Gazans, take your pick, don't release the hostages, all hell's going to break out. That's what he said. All hell's going to break loose. Right? That's very reassuring. I thought we're going to have peace, right? Well, I guess not. Because the Israelis need cannon fodder. They need American boots on the ground. They need the American military to fight their wars for them again, right? That's why they're bringing in Trump. That's why there's all these social media podcast influencers, ex-special forces guys, ex-intelligence guys. A lot of them have podcasts nowadays, and they're all 100%, just about all of them. Let's go to war. Let's watch out for Iran. watch out for Al-Qaeda, watch out for ISIS. They're going to attack us in the homeland, right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, those people are not even qualified to venture an opinion about this. After what, 24 some odd years, 23 and a half years, they still think Al-Qaeda was responsible for 9/11 after all this time, right? And that's what they're doing. They're just beating the war drum. Prepare for terrorism in America. Then they had these two weird stunts. Unfortunately, all the people died in New Orleans, right? That whole thing was a setup. The guy had an ISIS flag. Yeah, whatever, right? And then you have that weird thing that happened in front of Trump Towers in Las Vegas. This weird, like, vehicle blew up like a fireworks demonstration. And that whole thing was made up. None of it makes sense. But they kept trying to push this domestic terrorism that not only do we have to now worry about Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, etc. Now we got to worry about these disgruntled American military veterans. So these people, ex-military people, with all their podcasts and all their social media networking, whether they want to straddle the fence, be pro-war, or just stay neutral, they're already in the crosshairs. They're already considered by the feds and by their Zionist masters to be the enemy. So it's they can't sit this one out if they wanted to. But look at all the ones that are cheerleading for war, trying to frighten us with all this garbage about Al-Qaeda attacking us, and Iranians smuggling in all these air-to-air, shoulder-fired missiles into America. It's like, just stop it.
Wow. Yeah. And what is this talk about Greenland and Canada that Trump recently dished out? I mean, now Greenland, they don't have that much attachment to Denmark. Yeah, that is correct. But the way I see it, Greenland doesn't want to be either a part of Denmark or of the United States. They just want to be left alone. So we will see how, I mean, and then the Panama Canal, then he started talking about that. Too many Chinese there. And so, and then Canada becoming the 51st state or something. So he came in on a peace ticket. And now what? He is going to start a military intervention on the doorstep of the United States.
The United States military is so weak. In all these aforementioned ex-Special Forces podcasts, we got the strongest military. Nonsense. If they wanted you guys to win wars, they wouldn't have given you all those medical treatments that's causing all kinds of problems for the people in the military now, right? And what else is Trump saying? 100% tariffs. Anyone who joins BRICS or is even thinking about joining BRICS, 100% tariffs. Don't people realize what that means from a domestic economic standpoint? It's just bizarre. It's just like it's gone to this level of insanity, which on a day-to-day basis, it's hard to wrap my mind around. It's like the other day, Greenland. Well, what's Greenland got to do with this, right? And why would Greenland want to be associated with the Americans anyway? Why would they want to get wiped out by nuclear missiles, right? None of it makes sense, Judith. We've gone to the cloud cuckoo land, as the ancient Greek poets said.
Hmm. Do you have any idea how, let's say, for some stupid reason, whatever it might be, Donald Trump is not inaugurated? Yeah. Is it automatically then J.D. Vance, or how does that work in the United States?
That's a thought, right? Because J.D. Vance is a foaming-at-the-mouth Zionist like they all are, right? Look at who's got pegged for Secretary of Defense, that Pegseth guy, whatever his name is, right? Another foaming-at-the-mouth type. Well, yeah, I guess, because the succession is, if the president is incapacitated or bumped off, and then it's the vice president, if he's incapacitated or bumped off, then it's the
Speaker of the House.
The Speaker of the House of Congress, right? So
that's
the line of succession. Now, there is some school of thought, and I don't know how much weight this carries, but that the Democrats under Kamala Harris, whoever her masters are, will not certify the results of the election, will not go ahead with the inauguration. Right? So I think they, what they would like ideally, Judith, is
that they did certify it.
What's that?
They did certify it.
Oh, they did it. Okay. So then he's going to be inaugurated unless something happens, right? So I think what they would like is total chaos, civil war, upheaval, more of these DEW-type disasters, etc., and expanded war in the Middle East with Iran, expanded war with Russia via Ukraine, and expanded war with China. They want all that going on at the same time. So I think their trick, what they have to manage is how can they pull this off? How can they get what they want? Because they want to destroy America. That is absolutely key. Europe has already gone down. Europe's not even Europe anymore, in my estimation. But if you look at America, there's still some hope there, but they want to destroy that, right? And what better way to do it than just have this mass civil war, famine, everything else breaking out. And now, notice how, even though people barely pay attention nowadays, look how they keep pushing all these new epidemics and pandemics and this, that, demic and that demic. They're pushing that thing again. So let's see if they can get away with it this time.
Yeah. And I told you that here we have this new law in the EU, the supply chain law, where every company has to assure and do the paperwork for the product that they are selling, that there is no child labor, no human rights violation. And of course, you know, the more complicated a product is, there comes a point where it's no longer possible because this part comes from there, that part came from over there. So that would mean you would have to employ an army of people who just document what is going on in the supply chain. And as a result of that, the iPhone 14 will not be sold in the EU. And that is only the first. I'm pretty sure that Apple said, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. We are not going to do this nonsense. So in other words, once again, the EU is shooting us in the hip. maybe people will wake up when a lot of items, products are missing here and can no longer be bought because other companies are not going to do that.
Well, we're already seeing breakdowns in the supply chain as it is because of their incessant efforts at the greening of the environment and moving away from clean coal-fired electrical plants to windmills and things like that. And look what's happening with all these electric cars. They're blowing up and being set on fire. And they're making it so we're really going to go back, if they get their way, to a post-industrial society. A form of modern feudalism where it'll be like Escape from New York, Escape from LA, where the cities are just overrun by criminals. So that's how they police them. And I think what also, I was talking to a friend about this, we may start to see the rollout of literal robocops, because they've had them waiting in the wings, AI-operated robots of various types. You know, some look like dogs, some look like mechanical spiders, some look like humanoids, right? But they've got them. They've had them for a while now. So if they can't rely on the police in certain places and the sheriff's departments in certain places, I can see these corporations rolling up and unleashing just a whole bunch of robocops on the population. This 2025, I think, is going to be a tumultuous year. Look how they've been hammering everybody. Last week, when I was on your show, we talked about the drones. So like you said, the drones have been kind of put in, you know, the back shelf. However, I've seen film of what they were calling drones not too long ago, flying right through the fires like it was no big deal. leaving a black trail behind them wherever they went. I mean, that's strange. I mean, if that was a real drone, it's like, what's the purpose of sending it into the flames, right? But, you know, we're seeing that. So it just remains to be seen what's going to happen next. I mean, 13 days to the inauguration.
Yeah, on the other hand, the six biggest U.S. banks all now have dropped out of the Climate Alliance. BlackRock, really? J.P. Morgan, Citibank, they all said hasta la vista. No more.
So they're not going to take part. They're not going to finance. They're not going to endorse these green initiatives, these sustainability initiatives.
Yeah. Plus, they are also giving out loans to, to those projects that are not in line with the climate nonsense. So that was before that there were limitations to the loans they were giving out, and now they all stepped away from.
Well, we've seen
that's also an interesting development. Yeah,
it is. When it's a lot of these corporations that were backing all these green sustainability initiatives in the first place, because as you know, billionaires, they're monopolists, they're communists, they've got all the money and everything else, and then they create all these isms, socialism, what have you, to police and keep everyone else downtrodden and impoverished. So we've been seeing for some time now corporations announcing they're no longer going to, you know, go with woke policies, no longer endorse LGBTQ, no longer go by the DEI hiring standards, what have you, right? So we're starting to see some pullback from that. And what it's going to do, and it's already happening, is a lot of these woke freeloaders who have been sucking on the teat of these grants and this financing from corporations for these sustainability, green climate change initiatives, for these woke initiatives, they're being left high and dry, right? Of course, they're going to blame Trump for that, right? That's all they can do. So that's going to be like a whole nother level of frustration and angst for them. But the corporations don't care. They got their use from out of them. Like I said, they all have these celebrities and these woke people. They have a use-by date, an expiration date. And they're finding out right now that they're not as important as they thought they were.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that is, you know, dropping out of the Climate Alliance, and McDonald's now was one of the last to say, no, enough with this LGBT. Yeah, as I said, we have developments that I find very positive at the same time. Then with what is going on with the fires, that appears to be going into a very bad direction when we think about Smart LA 2028. And it's hard to say at the moment who will come out on top. But there are developments where I think, yeah, that's good. Finally, especially many African countries are now standing up. They are all sending the French home. Chad and was one of the last countries, and now Ivory Coast has done the same. Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mali, they already formed a new alliance. It's called AES, and you have to imagine we have here the EU, yeah? And then I just randomly pick a few countries, let's say Austria and Hungary and the Czech Republic. They build something else that is not the EU, drop out of the EU and then build something new. That is what they have done there. They are no longer part of ECOWAS. ECOWAS is something similar that the EU was. And they said, enough. We have enough of your nonsense and we are no longer doing it. We are actually kicking out all the French troops. They, in Burkina Faso, they founded a treasury deposit bank. Ibrahim Traoré, their president, put a ban on gold exports because These three countries that form the AES, they intend to issue their own currency, get rid of the currency that they now have that is still largely controlled by the French central bank, and this currency will be gold backed.
I hope they can pull that off. And the central
I
bankers,
do too.
The central bankers, because that's what Gaddafi did, basically. He had this thriving economy, new couples who just got married. They were given a huge bonus from, you know, the state. I mean, gasoline fuel was actually cheaper than water. It was like that in Iraq, too. Now, there was a school of thought that when America and the coalition of the willing, so to speak, the reason they destroyed Iraq in the 1991 Gulf War, part of that, I'm sure, was the Yanan plan, the Israeli plan of Greater Israel. But there's a school of thought that holds that Saddam Hussein was going to stop using the petrodollar in his oil transactions, right? He was already having problems with Kuwait just flooding the oil markets by overproducing. Also, Hussein was accusing Kuwait of side drilling, slanting, drilling under Iraqi territory. So he had legitimate grievances, right? I would say. But the fact that, if true, that he wanted to ditch the petrodollar, and that was the last straw to destroy Iraq that first time. Now Trump is saying, don't even think about going to the BRICS. Don't even think about going away from the U.S. dollar, right? Those are threats, not only of economic warfare, but of covert subversion, overt military warfare. And now you're telling me that these three African countries want to do the same thing. I'm glad. I just hope they prepare for whatever may come down the pike. You know, I mean, suddenly ISIS, Al-Nusra start showing up, whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
I hope they can pull this off.
Already we are seeing, you know, that there are pockets of terrorists that have, last year, Burkina Faso had huge trouble with that. But they have support from the Russians. Turkey has given them drones. These drones, you know, they are observing the territory where they know it's hard for people to go there and keep an eye out. The terrain is not very good. So these drones can monitor the area much better than people on the ground. And yeah, they are not backing down as of now.
Well, there's no reason to at this point, because they've seen what has happened to all the other countries along the North African littoral. They just have gone down like 10 pins. It's the latest Syria, of course. But they're also encouraged, I'm sure, by the Houthis in Yemen. I mean, they're just sending drone swarms and missiles at the Israelis, is sending missiles and drone swarms at the American fleet, and they're getting away with it, right? Who would have thought? 30 years ago, I would have been skeptical if I'd heard like some small country was creating these kinds of problems for Israel and the U.S. fleet. But that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows you how far the military has sunk for both the Americans and the Israelis. Like Iran could have these measured responses. Even when Iran sends swarms of missiles into Israel, there's not much Israel can do about it, right? Israel was threatening to wipe out Iran. That hasn't happened yet. If anything, they're waiting for Trump to come into office to do that. So I think that a lot of countries have been encouraged by the fact that Israel and America can't bully them in shock and awe and destroy them as easily as they have in the past. I think those days are gone, quite frankly. The U.S. military is a cored-out husk of its former self. It's too woke. The personnel are just too confused. A lot of them hate their own country. Virtually all of them have gotten the medical treatments, so the clock is ticking on a lot of them. So anyhow, we reached the end of a fascinating first segment with dear friend Judith Kwoba. Judith, can you tell our listeners and viewers how they can find your work?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube and on Odyssey. The channel is Night Flight. And I also have a Patreon page where I share, different things.
And for our dear listeners, viewers, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.